in a whole new attitude to your afternoons. It's Kenny and JT, powered by Paramount Elite ICS on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
JT, we've been talking about the Brownies, right? Training camp coming up July 27th. They're going to get started. Baker Mayfield was holding a football camp. OBJ's having a football camp, I think, this weekend. Baker's going to report early. That's when the Browns get started. But if you need a football fix before that and before the Hall of Fame game with the Cowboys and the Steelers, you can get it this weekend. And to tell us all about it, let's go to the Wake 'em Way hotline from the Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment Company. Joining us is their communications coordinator, Madison Zurakowski, to tell us all about the Women's Football Alliance Championships happening in Canton this weekend. How are you, Madison?
Hello, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us today. And I did not know that there was official women's football at this size throughout the United States of America. And here we are in Canton, Ohio, and they're going to play their championship games this weekend. Enlighten our listeners, myself and my partner JT, all about this great event that's coming to Canton.
Absolutely. So the Women's Football Alliance is actually the largest and longest running competitive women's tackle football league in the world. So this weekend, July 23rd and 24th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, we will be hosting, like you said, the national championship game. So we're lucky enough to have six of those teams come to Canton, and they are traveling from all over, whether it be the Boston Renegades, the Detroit Dark Angels, Derby City Dynamite, Nevada Storm, Arizona Outcasts, and Minnesota Vixens. I mean, we have a fun-filled weekend. So, like you said, if you've never seen women's football before, now's your chance.
Madison, I was looking online, and I was amazed when I saw that there are 60 teams in this league. And my question is this. You mentioned the Boston Renegades, and it's owned by Robert Kraft. We found that out yesterday. Are all the other teams somehow affiliated with other NFL teams?
I believe there's a mix. I believe some of them are, some of the franchises are, and some of them aren't. But I think the cool thing about it is that they're able to travel, and actually, since they are the Women's Football Alliance, they're able to actually go all across the United States, just like the NFL, and play in these incredible stadiums.
And when we look at this, Madison, are these professional teams or these collegiate teams? Because the way I see it broken down is D1, D2, D3. When I see that, I think college. So are these college girls playing or are these professional?
Oh, no, these are professional. The only reason it's by divisions is purely just where they are in the United States.
Okay, so we've got two games on Friday then, right? The D2 and D3 championships at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. And then one game on Saturday at 6 p.m., that's the D1 championship. How can people get tickets for this event, Madison?
So you can purchase your tickets if you go to hofvillage.com. You can buy your tickets there, and you can learn so much more about the weekend festivities. You could buy a 1 or 2 day ticket. Both are available. And I know this weekend, like I said, we have so much going on, whether it be, I mean, the WFA, the Women's Football Alliance, is actually hosting a football clinic with the Browns. So don't miss out on that. We'll also have an exhibition game during halftime, plenty of autograph sessions, an All-American game, plenty of concessions available, and actually Franco Harris from the Pittsburgh Steelers will be presenting the awards at the game.
How sweet is that? Franco, yeah. The Immaculate Reception going to be involved with us, Hall of Famer, gold jacket, and this kind of is a kickoff to the kickoff because on Sunday we've got the community parade that I'll be riding in to kick off the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but an early start for Franco and the Women's Football Alliance Championships, tackle football, going to be played at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. So if you want tickets, you can go to that website that Madison mentioned, or just listen a little bit later in this interview. We're going to give away some tickets to this event. So, Madison, we appreciate you giving us some tickets to give away. Should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much, and we're excited to see you guys out there.
Madison, I just want to ask you real quick, in the Women's Football Alliance, in your opinion, who is the Tom Brady of this league? Or better yet, is there a Dallas Cowboys? Or for our purposes, a little bit closer to home, who is the Cleveland Browns of the Women's Football Alliance? Most popular.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that, you know, that's a toughie. My coworkers and I today were actually kind of saying, okay, who's taking each team? So I personally am rooting for the Derby City Dynamite. So check them out.
Derby City, Louisville, Kentucky?
Absolutely.
Ha ha! There you go, Kenny.
Look at you, man.
You got to put two and two together. You got to think region, right? So I think Derby, I think Louisville, I think Kentucky Derby, right?
There you
right.
go. Look at that.
UK grad, so Kentucky is close to my heart.
There you go.
See that? So we've got football starting early for you. You watched some high school football last night, JT, in scrimmage. We've got women's football this weekend. And the clinic that you were talking about, is this for young girls for the clinic that they're going to be holding on Friday?
Yes, correct. It'll be for middle school and high school girls.
All right, so that runs when? 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Friday, correct?
Correct, yep.
And so, you know, and you can sign up at WFAProFootball.com, I believe, or also on your website. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so visit HallOfFameVillage.com to purchase tickets today, or just listen here in a little bit. We'll be giving some of these tickets away if you want a chance to go see this. If you've never seen it before, the DC Divas, I see them on one of the advertisements here for the national championship. Nice logo, Canton, Ohio, Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. And basically, here's the rundown that is going to happen. Friday, 3 p.m., it's the Division III National Championship. Friday, 6 p.m., the Division II National Championship. Then Saturday at 1 p.m., it's the Zenith All-American Game. And then Saturday at 6 p.m., it'll be the Division I National Championship. And again, we mentioned that clinic that's happening. It's the WFA Girls Clinic, Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I guess they're going to have a high school football flag game, too, at halftime, are they not?
Yep, they'll have a flag exhibition game, like you said, during halftime. So it'll be really neat to have everyone get involved and, you know, hopefully bring some more fun into the weekend.
Is this going to be something that will be reoccurring at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, Madison?
Yes, so we are actually the proud. They will be at our stadium every year, and we are really looking forward to this being the first and hopefully bringing back people and just whether you just want to get outside or, you know, enjoy times with friends and family. We're really hoping this is an experience people really enjoy.
Now, was this going to happen last year, but the pandemic, you know, kept it from happening? Or was this something that during the pandemic you got in touch with the WFA and put this together?
Yeah, actually, we were fortunate enough during the pandemic to actually really learn more about the Women's Football Alliance and all that they really had to offer. And we just thought it made sense being here in Canton and being the first place of football that it just really the stars aligned and it couldn't have made more sense.
Madison, what are you guys expecting crowd-wise? Has there been a good movement on pre-sale tickets? Will there be walk-up tickets? A lot of times we're seeing, now that stadiums are reopening, that there are no more paper tickets. We purchase them on our phones. We do everything electronically. How's this thing working?
Yes, so everything will be digital, purely just to be contactless and paperless. But, yes, you can get them at any point, though, leading up to Friday or Saturday. So, like I said, if you go to HOFVillage.com, you can access all the tickets there.
Madison Zurakowski is our guest. She is the communications coordinator for the Hall of Fame Resort Entertainment Company, Hall of Fame Village. She mentioned the website. Go there to get your tickets, or you can just listen here in a few minutes to the Kenny and JT show, and we're going to give away 3-4 packs of tickets so you can take the family out, and you can also get more information on that clinic at WFAProFootball.com. That'll be happening Friday morning from 10 to noon, so it'll be a jam-packed day there. Clinic, 10 to noon. First game, 3 p.m., second game, 6 p.m., yeah. So a busy Friday.
Madison, what do you say we get you out of the Hall of Fame? We get our own team, and we'll let you be the general manager.
I'd absolutely love that. Say less, just tell me when.
You got it, man.
Yeah, is there a team from Ohio, Madison, that you know of, or no? Do we need to get one?
Columbus and Cincinnati have teams.
We need to get one.
Don't Columbus. Okay. Columbus and Cincinnati have teams. We need one here.
I was going to say Cleveland. Yeah, a little closer. Yeah, we create a rivalry between Columbus, Cincinnati, and Cleveland.
No Cleveland. Canton. We need a team here.
Canton?
We've got the stadium.
Okay, all right. Get the team in Canton.
Right.
Get one in Cleveland, get one in Canton. They can scrimmage each other all season long. There you go. Madison, thanks so much for joining us. What we're going to do right now, the first three callers at 330-450-1480, 330-450-1480. The first three callers are each going to win a four-pack of tickets to the games this weekend as part of the Women's Football Alliance Championships happening at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Madison, we'll get you the information there. Thanks so much for the tickets. Thanks so much for joining us, and continued success with this event this year and in the years to come.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and good luck, everyone.